In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the first Sunday of the Holy Pentecost. And it is the eighth day after the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we heard just now, our Lord Jesus Christ came and stood in the midst of his disciple, not only on the day of his resurrection, but also on this day, the eighth day, specifically for Thomas, who was not present with them in the first once our Lord Jesus Christ stood in the midst of his disciples. Really, my beloved, it's amazing that our Lord Jesus Christ abolished death and destroyed him who had the power of death, that is devil. He destroyed this and he abolished this and he trampled over this. And all of us can shout and cry with St. Paul, "O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? أين شوكتك يا موت وأين غلبتك يا هوية?" It's amazing to speak about the glory of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, because he was risen in glory. No one raised him, but he was risen by his divinity. And when we are speaking about the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, I wouldn't like to speak about the glory of his resurrection only, because our Lord Jesus Christ has his own glory, his eternal glory. His glory since his birth from Saint Mary, that is the incarnation, and throughout his life. And I can say that even during his death, there was glory. And the gospel spoke about our Lord Jesus Christ and said that he was not glorified, speaking about his crucifixion, because the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ was in glory. He manifested his glory. And I would like to take you with me short journey through the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. As I said to you, it was not only the glory of his resurrection, but since his incarnation, he was incarnated with glory without the seed of man. And in his incarnation, there was the glory of union between divinity and humanity. The human nature was glorified by union with the divine nature in the womb of Our Lady, Saint Mary. It was glory even in his incarnation. The glory when the angel appeared to the shepherd and brought to them the good tidings. The angel of the Lord came to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. مجد الرب أضاء حولهم. There was glory even in incarnation. There was glory not only when the angel came, but there was a numerous number A multiple of the heavenly host came from heaven, and they have their very beloved song, "Glory be to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill towards men." There was glory even in incarnation. There was glory when he came to Egypt, where the idols of Egypt were terrified, and the heart of Egypt melt in its, or the heart of Egypt melt inside it. يذوب قلب مصر في داخلها. There was glory in the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. There was glory in his coming to Egypt. There was glory in his, when he was baptized. All of you can remember, and I remind you, how the heaven was opened and how the Holy Spirit came and descended upon him in a bodily form. How the voice of the Father for the first time to be heard with a loud voice, giving witness, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Glory. Glory incarnation. Glory in coming to Egypt. Glory while he was baptized by John the Baptist. Glory in his service. Glory in the numerous miracles and signs he did. And he healed all kinds of sickness among his people, giving sight to the blind, raising even the dead, healing all kinds of sickness. His service and his life was full of glory. This is our Lord Jesus Christ. There was glory in his teaching. When he taught the multitude, they were astonished at his teaching, because he was teaching them as one who have authority and not as the scribes. كان بيعلم كما له سلطان. And his teaching was very deep, going directly through the heart. Glory in his service, glory in his miracles and signs, glory in his teaching, the multitude. And I can say to you, even my beloved, he was glorified even when he was crucified on the cross. And all of us followed him during the Holy Week. And we were crying each hour, every hour, "Thine is the power, glory, blessing, and majesty. لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة." Glory in his crucifixion. And as signs of this glory, as you know, when he was crucified, there was darkness all over the land for 3 hours, from the 6th hour to the 9th hour. The sun was hidden, and there was darkness, and the earth quaked, and the rocks splitted, and the grooves or the graves were opened, and so many of the body of the saints were raised. حتى وهو ميت لما مات المسيح وصرخ بصوت عظيم وأسلم الروح كان في هذا مجد عجيب. الشمس أخفت شعاعها، الأرض ماجت مرتعدة، الأرض تزلزلت والصخور تشققت والقبور تفتحت، وقام كثير من أجساد القديسين الراقدين. Glory even in his death. Even in his death his spirit went to the Hades to preach for those who are in prison. ذهب وكرز للأرواح التي في السجن. Glory even while he was on the cross. Glory when he gave forgiveness for those who crucified him. It's glory to forgive those who despised him, who rejected him, who crucified him, who nailed him and lifted him up to the cross. His glory was up to give forgiveness even to those who crucified him. And he gave an excuse for them. Forgive them, my Father, because they do not know what they do. لو حاولنا نسألهم ونقول لهم ايه العذر، ما كانوش هيعرفوا يجيبوا عذر للي هم عملوه. المسيح لقالهم عذر وقال له اغفر ليهم يا أبتاه، أصل هم مش عارفين هم بيعملوا ايه، لأنهم لا يعرفون ماذا يفعلون. Now the glory of resurrection، مجد القيامة. No one raised our Lord Jesus Christ, but he was risen by his own divinity. This is glory. He came out of his tomb while the door was shut, while there was a huge stone on the door of the tomb. He left his linen cloth in the tomb. ساب الأكفان بتاعته في مكانها. Even the handkerchief who was around the head was separate by itself in its side. Glory in his resurrection without anyone to raise him. Glory in his resurrection by his divinity. Glory in his resurrection leaving the linen cloth, تاركا الأكفان. Glory in his resurrection and came out from the tomb while the stone was still on the door of the tomb. And on this day, glory of this resurrection, when he came while the doors were shut, and came and stood in the midst of his disciple, giving peace to all of them. This is the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And by this glory of his resurrection, he gave a strong evidence that he is more powerful than this. Not only more powerful than this, but also he declared to be the Son of God through the Spirit of Holiness by resurrection from the dead. تعين ابن الله من جهة روح القداسة بالقيامة من الأموات. أثبت ألوهيته وأثبت أنه بالحقيقة ابن الله. This is our Lord Jesus Christ in his glory. What about the glory of his ascension into the heaven against all the natural rules? What is about the glory of his sitting at the right hand of his Father? What about the glory when he appeared to Saul of Tarsus? He appeared to Saul of Tarsus. with a bright light, so that Paul of Tarsus fell down on the ground and he was blind for 3 days from the brightness of the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. المسيح اللي ظهر لشاول الترسوسي بنور وأبرق حوله نور عظيم. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who appeared in glory to John the theologian. In the book of Revelation, as a son of man with a garment up to the feet, right regular, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. عينك لهيب نار. Out of his mouth there was a sharp two-edged sword. سيف ماضي ذو حدين يخرج من فمه. His face was like the sun shining in its strength. وجهك الشمس وهي تضيء في قوتها. And I forget to speak to you while I was speaking about his life, about the glory of his transfiguration on the mountain, the countenance of his face became shining like the sun. وشاين وشه كان زي الشمس وهي منورة. And his clothes was glistening like a light. What this glory? It is the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory in his incarnation. Glory in his teaching. Glory in his signs and miracles. Glory in his transfiguration. Glory even in his crucifixion. Glory even in his death. Glory in resurrection. Glory after resurrection, his ascension into heaven. Glory when appeared to Paul of Tarsus, and when he appeared to John the evangelist or the theologian in glory. Glory in his second coming from heaven. He will come once more from heaven, and when we speak about his second coming from heaven, we say his second coming, which is awesome and full of glory. مجيئه الثاني المخوف المملوء مجدا. He will come in his glory and in the glory of his Father, and he will sit on the throne of his glory. يجلس على عرش مجده زي ما موجود في متى 25. What is about the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ in the eternity? ايه بقى المجد بتاعه في الأبدية؟ But believe me, my beloved, I am not speaking only for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, but he granted us to share him in the glory. He granted us to be glorified. And this is Saint Paul declaring that he will transform our lowly body to be conformed to his glorious body. سيغير شكل جسد تواضعنا ليكون على صورة جسد مجده. It is not only glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, but he granted us to share him this glory. And he will transform our lowly body. هيغير جسد تواضعنا ويخليه زي جسد مجده. To be conformed to his glorious body. And this body, my body and your body, which is sown
in weakness will be raised in power, which is sown in dishonor will be raised in honor, in glory. اللي زرع في ضعف هيقام في قوة, واللي زرع في هوان هيقام في مجد. Which is sown as a natural body will be raised as a spiritual body, and this mortal will put on immortality. هذا المائت هيلبس عدم موت. And this corruptible will put on incorruption. هذا الفاسد سيلبس عدم فساد. So we are not speaking about the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ in his incarnation, in his baptism, in his miracles, in his transfiguration, in his resurrection, in his ascension to heaven, as if we are speaking about something away from us. But we share in this glory. And I will remind you, by this glory which you share in, each one of you in Christ has become a new creation. كل واحد فيكم في المسيح يسوع بقى عبارة عن خليقة جديدة. Is this a glory or not? You have been glorified. When you were baptized, you were granted a new nature, a new creation. And I can say to you that your body have become members of our Lord Jesus Christ. أكسدكم بيت أعضاء المسيح. And our Lord Jesus Christ granted all of you his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to sanctify your body and to transform your body into a temple. Don't you know that you are a temple of the Lord and the Holy Spirit dwells in you? مش عارفين ان الروح القدس بيسكن فيكم وانتم بقيتوا هيكل لله. This is glory or not? So we are not speaking about the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ as something separated from us, but he granted us this glory. And each one of you now is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit dwells in you. أنتم هيكل الله وروح الله ساكن فيكم. Is it glory or not? Not only to see, because we do not believe according to seeing him. Not only to see, not only to touch, not only to be with him or he to be with us, but up to union with him through eating his body and drinking his blood and abide in him and he abides in us. Is this glory or not? The glory of abiding in our Lord Jesus Christ, the glory of eating his body and drinking his blood, the glory of eternal life which had been prepared for me and for you and for everyone. Come, my beloved, inherit. Inherit the kingdom. Inherit the eternal life which had been prepared for you since the foundation of the world. أحبائي وأعزائي, وإحنا بنتكلم عن مجد المسيح اللي ظهر النهاردة وظهر في القيامة, لما قام وحطم الموت وكسر شوكة الموت وداس على الموت وموت الموت, وبقى الموت ما بيخوفش ولاد ربنا, بل بالعكس بقى يشتهوه ويقولوا ليه اشتهاء أن أنطلق. بعد ما قام في مجد بقينا نشوف يا رب مجدك ملا كل حياتك من أول التجسد, من أول اتحاد اللاهوت بالناسوت في وقت العماد, في وقت التجلي, في معجزاتك, في صليبك, لما الطبيعة نفسها أعلنت مجدك والشمس اتكسفت تنور وانت موجود وأخفت شعاعها والأرض ماجت مرتعدة والقبور تفتحت والصخور تشققت، كل ده لكي يعلن مجدك، مجد قيامتك ناقض أوجاع الموت، سايب أكفانك في القبر تشهد على قوة قيامتك. خرجت وباب القبر مغلق ودخلت على التلاميذ والأبواب مغلقة وأظهرت ألوهيتك وصعدت إلى السماء باقتدار وبقوة لاهوت، وستأتي في مجيئك الثاني بمجدك ومجد أبيك ومعاك الملائكة. وظهرت لبولس وهو رايح دمشق، وظهرت ليوحنا في سفر الرؤيا، عيناك كلهيب نار وجهك كالشمس وهي تضيء في قوتها. حاجة عجيبة المجد ده يا رب، احنا نتغنى بيه بس؟ يقول لا، ده انتم شركاء معايا في المجد. أيها الآب، أريد أن هؤلاء الذين أعطيتني يكونون معي لينظروا مجدي، وأعطيتهم المجد الذي أعطيتني. وبقى الجسد بتاعنا اللي بيتزرع في فساد يقام في عدم إيه؟ فساد. اللي بيزرع في ضعف بيقام في قوة، اللي بيزرع في هوان بيقام في إيه؟ في مجد. آدي المجد اللي ادهلنا، مجد تغيير الطبيعة بتاعتنا اللي اتغيرت في المعمودية، خدنا طبيعة جديدة في المعمودية. الروح القدس سانكتفايد، قدس كل أعضائك، وبقت أعضائك أعضاء المسيح. مجد عجيب، مجد الثبات في المسيح، مجد أكل الجسد المقدس وشرب الدم الكريم. ياريت ناخد بالنا وناخد يعني نحط في ذهننا ما هذا العز والكرامة والمجد اللي المسيح ادهلنا بسبب حب لينا لما جالنا وخد جسدنا شاركنا طبيعتنا ما عدا الخطية ومات عنا وقام من أجلنا. وزي ما بيقول معلمنا بولس الرسول، أسلم لأجل خطايانا وأقيم لأجل إيه؟ تبريرنا. أسلم لأجل خطايانا، أقيم لأجل تبريرنا. له كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد. آمين.